Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of 5-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 5-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you 5-star sleep, the Ultra Comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 5-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 5-star reviews. So when you're ready to score 5-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Your new way to start the day. Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
It's Nico and Cheyenne. Morning, y'all.
Morning.
The best way to start your day. The best part of waking up.
Is a Bloody Mary in your cup.
I was going to say, is Nico and Cheyenne.
Oh, that's also accurate.
On Camel Country.
I was in a cup, I'd be very concerned.
Cheyenne, well, I'm concerned because the best part of waking up is a Bloody Mary in your cup.
Dude, I don't know what it is. Truly, I have never in my life loved or liked a Bloody Mary. I don't like tomato juice.
I like tomatoes in general.
Yes,
I love
same.
Them on pizza. I love them in
spaghetti
soup.
Sauce.
I love them in salad.
Yes, yes.
I love them in ketchup. I love them in barbecue sauce form. But I think it's because my mom drank Bloody Marys that I was always like, ew, like that's a mom drink.
Well, as a mom who, as I get older, loves Bloody Marys, maybe. I don't know. I don't even like V8 juice, but there's something. I don't know what happened. It was like 2 years ago. I like had a drink one day, happened to be a Bloody Mary, and I was like, it like sat on my taste buds a little bit and then had another little sip, and I was like, I'm done. This is it. This is forever. Mimosas are great, but you want to know what puts me to sleep? A mimosa. Do you want to know what doesn't, but is so delightful? A Bloody Mary. And I, like, if you said right now, hey, you want to get a Bloody Mary? Yes, I would love a Bloody Mary.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't really drink all that much, but I will have a Bloody Mary.
Yeah, because you can't have, like, a ton of Bloody Mary.
You can't. Like, I'm, like, maybe two tops, depending on how much, like, accompaniment is with the Bloody Mary.
Accoutrement?
Yes.
Otherwise known as the fix.
All the fixins. Depends on how much there are, because you could get an entire meal with a Bloody Mary.
Yeah.
Like, if you go to Hash Kitchen, you only need a Bloody Mary because the fixins are excessive.
they got that Bloody Mary bar.
I know.
Which is dangerous.
It's a move. And honestly, I haven't been to Hash Kitchen since I started liking Bloody Marys. I've just always seen them and they're gigantic.
Yeah.
So now,
You love
I want to go to Hash Kitchen to have a Bloody Mary.
I picture a cup that's like obviously filled with like tomato juice and vodka and Tabasco sauce or whatever else they put in there.
Yeah.
But then I envision like the big celery stalk.
I use that to mix it up.
Oh, you like
that? Yeah.
I like it.
I like that too. Yep.
I mean, it's not my favorite part.
But like some bacon in it.
Dude, I love
bacon.
The Thirsty Lion has a bomb bacon, but their Bloody Marys are really good.
Do they serve it with the bacon?
Yes, they do. God. The loaded one, they do.
I've seen restaurants where it comes with a cheeseburger slider.
And actually, when I was in Vegas to see Kenny Chesney, we went to Guy Fieri's. I'll post it on our Instagram, at Nico and Cheyenne, and you'll see how big this Bloody Mary is. The Bloody Mary itself wasn't all that great, but the fixins were, like, there was fries and bacon and olives and sausage. There was sausage links.
Normally, when a restaurant or a company gets like novelty as heck like that, I'm normally like, but in this case, hey, you want to throw a chicken tender on there?
Oh, sign me up, dude.
Yeah.
So, two questions. One, where is the best Bloody Mary in town? Because I will find it.
Yep.
And two, what did you guys start to like as you got older? Because for me, the Bloody Mary was never on my radar.
For me, it was dirty martinis.
I can't get behind that.
I always thought martinis were the most pretentious drink on the planet. I hate gin, number one. It's got to be a vodka martini.
Mm.
But like that dirty olive juice in there.
Maybe I need to, now that I like Bloody Marys, you think I'd like a vodka martini?
Yo,
once I don't
in
like
a great
gin.
While, I will hit a vodka martini and it hits the spot. But yes, Camel Nation, hook us up with that Bloody Mary. Get me into Bloody Mary somehow. Oh. I don't know how you're going to do it.
It might happen.
Well, this is a risk I'm willing to take. All right, so we're talking about things that you appreciate now that you're an adult. You're no longer ashamed to tell your friends that you like this specific thing. And we got Ethan in Surprise on the phone. Good morning, Ethan.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, what did you start to like as an adult?
I have to say, in my older years, I've grown to have a very strong appreciation for scented candles.
Did you just not like them while you were like a younger gentleman?
It's not that I didn't like them. In my 20s, you know, I was like a guy's guy hanging out with my buddies, you know, going to bars, going to games, you know, like a bunch of bros, you know, and I didn't want to even go anywhere near like anything feminine that I might like or appreciate. Yeah,
we're not finding you at Bath and Body Works.
Right. No.
Or what store sells scented candles?
Yeah, Bath and Body Works. Yeah. So what happened? You just like, did a light just come on that, you know, scent good things smelling good is not bad?
Yeah. I like coming home after a long day to a nice smelling fragrance at home. I like lighting them. I like... Are you guys laughing at me?
I'm laughing because you are giving me such Pete Davidson vibes right now. And all I can imagine is Pete Davidson telling me about how he loves scented candles.
I've heard that before, though. That's so fun. Yeah, just putting them out on the windowsill, you know, arranging them in like a, you know, a certain way.
Is that what Pete says? Does Pete say the same thing?
I can't listen to his voice.
No.
Oh, I don't know.
I hear it.
Now you hear it?
You don't hear that?
No, I hear it now. And now I need to know what you look like.
All I picture is Pete Davidson lighting a candle. All right, sorry to get so sidetracked.
That was such a squirrel moment.
So, obviously, scented candles, maybe a little more of a feminine thing. But also, like, when you're younger, you just don't care about what your place smells like.
True, yeah.
Like, you're a young guy.
That's a good point.
You have, like, dirty clothes everywhere. You probably have, like, leftover pizza on the counter.
Boys are gross.
Yeah,
we're gross. We're gross people. And then a woman comes into your life and goes, hey, you stink. And this place is disgusting. Let's light a candle.
Yeah.
And you're forever a candle dude.
Yeah.
I love that for you, Ethan.
And then you're Pete Davidson lighting candles.
Yeah. More guys should try it.
I agree.
I am so for that.
I agree.
Although I am allergic to most candle scents, so like you have to be really careful with me.
It's not the scent itself. It's this crap that they're putting in the candle that's like permeating throughout your skin.
It makes me sneeze a lot.
Yeah.
You could crack the window open a bit at the same time and you could like kind of control
there you go.
The strength of how strong it is.
You're a smart, smart man, and I'm here for it.
Well, thank you, Ethan.
You're welcome. Thanks, guys.
Are you sure you're not Pete Davidson?
No, but, you know, I am an original East Coaster before coming out west.
You definitely do sound like him.
I did meet him a couple of times, but I don't see it, but...
Okay. Well, maybe you don't look like him.
Some good. Mostly bad. Nico breaks the news.
Camel Country 107.9.
We have some amazing news today.
Oh, I love that. What is it?
Oh, this guy Mike hit me up and it said, one of my employees is so amazing.
Oh.
He's so good. He is up for a promotion. And I want you to mess with him before giving him the news.
Oh, I bet it feels like good news. Well, you said it was good news, so I'm here for it.
It's so good.
Okay.
All right, let's call it Brian right now.
Hello?
Hi, is this Brian?
Yeah, who's this?
Hi, Brian. It's Nico from Nico Breaks the News.
Okay. Should I know?
I have news for you. You've been waiting to hear news about your promotion at work, right?
Yeah, yes.
Okay, well, let me start by saying your work situation sounds like a great time. It sounds like you have a great boss.
Yeah, we have a lot of fun. So, what's the news?
Okay, well, I have news from your boss, Mike.
Yeah, Mike.
I know, you're like, get to the point, dude. And I will. He wanted me to tell you that he took a little bit of an unconventional approach as to assessing your promotion.
What do you mean?
Well, he flipped a coin on whether to give you a promotion or not. This is not a joke, by the way. It is Nico and Cheyenne from Camel Country, but I do deliver and break very real news. And in this situation, this is a big deal. So I'm going to stop beating around the bush, okay? But your boss literally said he flipped a coin, and that's how he decided your future at the company. And FYI, he said you were tails, and he said he flipped it. He said it rolled around the desk. It actually hit the garbage can, and then it landed.
Okay.
After it rolled for a second. So.
And?
Brian, you... were tails in the coin flip, and it landed on tails. You got the promotion,
hey, Brian!
Let's go.
Like he couldn't have dragged that out anymore. Real. Yes, that's
this
real.
This is real, right?
Dude, I'm sorry. He told me to torture you.
Oh, my God. This is real.
This is real. This is real. Mike, your supervisor said... torture him, make sure that he feels some pain before the good news, and I hope I did my job well breaking it today.
Oh my God, I have to call him right now. That's so exciting. I mean, not that I don't believe you, but it's kind of crazy.
Yeah, the paperwork's
thank
in the mail.
You.
Congratulations, man.
Thank you.
Sounds like an awesome boss to work for, so do whatever you can to stick around with that dude for a while.
He is a funny guy. I'm going to have to find a way to repay him for such a wonderful, wonderful way of telling me.
Nico breaks the news. Mornings at 6:15 and 8:15.
On Camel Country 107.9.
Well, guys, it was fun while it lasted. My life will officially be over tomorrow.
Be over is a little aggressive.
Maybe being a little dramatic.
Yeah, a little bit.
But my wife is returning from her 16-day experience in Florida.
She looks like she's been living a great life, though.
She's
been on, like, yachts.
Doesn't need to
rivers.
Be bragging to everybody.
And she is, though. She's just, like,
about how wonderful
with her
of a
cocktails
time.
And her, like, cute pointy sunglasses.
She's had an Aperol spritz in 9 out of 10 photos on Instagram. Well, someone's got a problem.
She's living her life right now.
So she's coming back. And normally, I have like a little buffer between, you know, she's gone for long periods of time over the summer.
Mm-hmm.
So normally I have like a little buffer where I can like get things together, you know, straighten out the house, maybe do a load of laundry, maybe take care of some things that she asked me to do while she was gone. This year, on the other hand, I resisted. And I said, no, she is coming home to a house trash pile.
No. I feel like that's a lie. Would be so angry.
I am definitely not going to do that because I definitely want to be welcomed in my own house when she gets back.
Absolutely. Did you keep it pretty clean, though, while she was gone overall?
I mean, I only used a very finite amount of space in the house. It wasn't like I was going in everybody's bedroom going, yeah, home alone.
I feel like, though, you're the kind of guy that, like, uses one dish and one set of silverware and you just rewash it.
Well, the dishes were one thing that I did use up. And you can tell by looking at my sink.
Oh, you actually use dishes? I just picture you hunched over the kitchen sink. Like a criminal.
Just like gnawing on his steak. Yeah.
No silverware?
Who needs silverware?
Just dirty hands.
God gave me these
rules. Me eat steak.
Ribeye. Good. TV on. TV. Ribeye.
Yeah, I had some struggles. I gotta clean up. I gotta do like 3 loads of laundry because they left some laundry behind before they left.
That was so nice of them.
Yeah, that was very kind.
Yes.
Appreciate that. And it's not like I could just like sift through and just find my stuff.
Right.
She would absolutely kill me.
She would know. She'd be like, that was there when I left, Nico.
Wait a second. Why aren't your clothes incorporated with this dirty laundry? Well, babe, I chose to clean my laundry and not yours.
It said incorporated.
She's forwarding me a PDF file that's titled Dana versus Nico. Divorce papers.
I will be the judge in that case. That would be hilarious.
And on top of all that, my son's going to hate me forever.
That is, again, another dramatic statement. What do you mean?
I'm sorry, but there's a couple things in life that he lives and dies by, and she's going to make me delete it.
No.
I will fill you in. Stick around, Camel Nation. Because I guarantee you this is happening in your family and we got to put a stop to it.
Okay.
All right. It's coming up next. It's Nico and Cheyenne. Morning, y'all.
Morning.
Now, while I am excited for my wife and son to return after being away for 16 days, I am not happy about the request that my wife made of me.
Yeah. Tell me about this because you made it sound very...
Dude.
A lot.
Let me break it down for you. Okay. My son relies on his iPad.
Right.
He is stuck to it. Now, while his autism affects his ability to communicate socially, right? He's not a social person. He just doesn't know how to make those interactions happen.
Right.
Because it doesn't work in his part of his brain. So giving him his iPad, we don't just do it to shut him up, right?
Mm-hmm.
He actually uses it as an ability to be social and have something to talk about with other kids.
Yeah.
And he uses it as a form of, like, communication.
It helps him a lot. Yeah. I've seen it. It helps a lot.
So she says to me, you know what, babe? Let me do her voice.
Makes the story so much better.
Justin's been on his iPad way too much out here. And you're going to have to take Roblox and Minecraft off of the Xbox when I get home. Because I'm going to take away his iPad and he's not going to have it on his Xbox anymore.
Ooh.
So I was like, why would you do that to me? Why would you do that to me?
Yeah.
Because he's going to know who deleted off his Xbox because it wasn't you. You've been with him the whole time.
Yeah.
So he's going to look at me like I'm the jerk.
Like, Dad, I was gone and Dad deleted this from me.
And he didn't do anything wrong.
Okay? It's just he's been on it too much?
She would have just told him to chill out with it and done some stuff with him while they were in Florida. This would not be a problem for me to handle.
Ugh.
And parents, I know it. Your kids are on their iPads. I know they're playing Minecraft. I know they're playing Roblox. It's like a drug to them.
It gives them a dopamine rush.
Now I got to take the drugs away from my kid?
That's going to be a lot. Do you have a plan?
No, I'm supposed to just have it vanish and then go, oh, I don't know why it's not on your Xbox anymore, son. And then he's going to want me to download it again. And then I'm going to be the jerk again.
Well, I do have some good news for you. I don't know if you've seen the silver lining. When they get home and he discovers that the Xbox is free of Roblox, you're not going to be there.
I'm not going to be there.
Because you're going to be in Vegas this weekend.
Viva Las Vegas.
So when he has a global meltdown, because he will, he'll be very upset. True. Sorry, Dana. She's going to have to deal with it.
What if when he discovers this, though, he goes, oh, Dad deleted my Minecraft. And then what if she's like,
yeah, he did.
Yeah. Your dad's a jerk.
She.
I told him to.
Yeah. She's going to throw you straight under the bus.
She's like, he totally took that upon himself, Justin.
I don't know why he would ever have the idea to do that.
What in the fandangle? Why would he do that?
It's such a curious thing to have happen. I don't know.
All right. Hopefully it doesn't go down like that.
I don't know. That's.
If my son does, if I do wake up one morning, my son's standing over me with a hatchet. We know why.
Oh, gosh, it's so aggressive.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
Good morning, Camel Nation congregation. It's time to get up on your feet. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Woo.
Amen. Can I get an amen?
Now, I don't want to seem like I'm too excited about this because, to be honest with you, I won't be. But in a few hours from now, I'll be in Viva Las Vegas. Can I get an amen?
Amen. Kelly and Florence, what can we give you an amen for this morning?
So I just need to make it through work today, and then I am on vacation for the next week.
Woo! Where are you going?
We are going to Tennessee for a family reunion, and it's going to be the first time that my husband's kids are all going to be together.
That's so cool. Wow. I love that.
Are you going to be sipping on some Tennessee whiskey?
Maybe.
I like it. I like it.
I like that.
Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Big or small, we want to hear your amens. Call us up right now.
We want to celebrate with you. 602-894-5653. Alicia in Glendale, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, thank you.
That was so formal.
It really was.
That was like professional radio stuff.
Who am I today?
Take it easy.
It's Friday.
Take it easy, you. Stop showing off. Alicia, you're calling a raid. Congratulations.
Yeah, Alicia.
All right. We do it every morning at 7:30 right here on Camel. Tell them what they could win, Cheyenne.
If she guesses the secret sound correctly, she'll get 4 3-day, one park per day tickets into Disneyland, along with a 2-night hotel stay at one of their resorts. And it's going to include parking.
All right. All you got to do is guess the secret sound. Super easy,
it's
right, Alicia?
It's not hard, right?
Well, scared.
All right, let's do it.
Camel Country 107.9.
The Secret Sound.
Presented by Pro Skill Services.
Alicia in Glendale, what is this secret sound?
Alicia, what do you think that is?
Is it the gondola, the Matterhorn one?
The Matterhorn?
The Matterhorn.
Wait, is that the right ride? With the gondola?
It is not the Matterhorn.
It's not the Matterhorn. No, it is not.
Thank you.
Matt, Gabe, and Captain Ron got another clue for you. 5 o'clock today.
So listen, because they're always helpful.
And we'll play again Monday morning at 7:30 on Camel. It's Nico and Cheyenne on Camel Country. Morning, y'all.
Morning.
Our buddy Dirks, hometown boy, is in town tonight.
I'm so excited.
He's actually listening to the show right now.
As he should be.
And
he's a fan of the Camel.
So thankfully, somebody gave him the secret bat phone number, and he called us up. He's on hold right now. Good morning, Dirks.
Good morning. How y'all doing?
We're doing great. How are you?
I'm good.
All right. So you're in town tonight, and we're still in the middle of the secret sound. And I just wanted to see if maybe Dirks Bentley had, like, some secret sound powers.
Like
that we don't know about.
Amazing ears.
Yeah. So we're going to play this sound for you, and you take a guess. Let us know what you think it is.
I love it.
All right, Dirks, what is the secret sound?
Gosh, it's either the ocean or a traffic jam. Okay.
Ooh.
Okay, can I hear it again?
Yeah, absolutely.
Is it like an F-16, like, passing over a beach?
Oh, a fighter jet flyover.
All right. I don't know what kind of access Dirks thinks that we have, but I'm here for it.
Dirks Bentley's ears are shocked. Give this man some rest. No, that is not the secret sound.
That is not the secret sound. Aw, dang it.
But thanks for playing, Dirks. No Disneyland for you, bud.
Damn it. When did I get to find out what it was?
You got
to
keep listening.
You can listen every day at 7:30.
I'll tune in.
I know you're probably busy gearing up for the show tonight. We appreciate you taking the time. And of course, we are going to see you tonight at Talking Stick Resort Amphitheater.
See you guys.
So I was just perusing Talking Stick Amphitheater's Instagram.
Uh-huh.
And they've got some really cool things happening this year that I've never seen them do in years past.
What is it?
Okay. Well, first of all, I'm going to give you a rundown. So the West Box Office opens at 12 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Parking lots open at 4:30. Gates open at 5. Show starts at 7. Okay.
So
those are times to remember. They want you to remember that traffic is expected to be heavy because commute on 85th Avenue is very heavy.
Yeah.
Also, stay hydrated. You can bring in water bottles that aren't frozen, but they do have to have 2 factory seals on them. And you cannot bring in like your hydro flasks or anything like that. So they have to be clear see-through water bottles. Okay?
Yeah. Okay.
Now, if you want to get there early, this is new. This starts at 4:30. If you want to get there early, you can join them for their meetup pre-party in the plaza when doors open at 5. Okay?
Okay.
They're going to have a DJ.
Ooh.
Get this. $2 hot dogs.
Ooh.
$5 beers.
Okay.
Stop it and talk dirty to me. That is a way to get people in the door. $5 beers?
And $2 hot dizzles.
Say less. It gets better.
Oh, no.
They have an after party.
Oh.
Happening.
After the show?
After the show.
In the plaza?
In the plaza. You can wait out traffic with a DJ. Screen printing, as long as screen prints are available. And they also have late night snacks.
Oh, munchies.
Get out of here.
Nothing
like makes
this.
A tipsy Cheyenne more happy than a little sweet treat to snack on.
Yes.
Stop.
Hey, Talking Stick, You're doing it right.
You are doing it right.
All right, so if you're going to Dierks Bentley tonight,
I'll be there.
Make sure you keep that in mind.
Yeah.
And go say hi to Cheyenne.
Come see me. And also Dierks and Zach Top and people who you actually paid money to see. Go see them.
There's three ways you can tell if there's an absolute child behind the wheel of a car.
Okay, what are the three ways?
Number one, if the car sounds like this. Number two, if the car is a color that is not decipherable by the human eye, if it has like such crazy colors where you're like, why are you the way you are?
Why is your car color the way that
and
it is?
Number three, when it looks like it's a suitcase from like a vagabond that travels the world and grabs like a new sticker every time. You know what I'm talking about? How people throw like stickers on their suitcases? They're like, Nepal.
Yes.
Beirut or whatever. So producer AB Baby came across one of these and he's like, oh man, you know, this kid totally destroyed the back of his car.
Yeah.
Yeah. This car looked like the wall at Zia Records.
That's a statement.
It was practically
decades
mural.
Of like bad stickers.
I mean, some faded, some new, some music, some political. It was all over the place. It looked like a comic strip.
There was no rhyme or reason.
None whatsoever.
It That's was the crazier like, part.
Well, I think the craziest part was this person was not a kid.
No, I completely thought it was somebody 20 years younger than me. Yeah. And my first thought is like, who dates this kind of person? Like, if at all. And when I pulled up to pass him, I was like, oh no, this person was probably 3 to 5 years older than me.
That's so crazy. It's I feel like they missed the conversation with their parents of where is the one place we're allowed to put stickers on paper.
This car was never going to be resold.
So oh no,
he's not worried about the value.
Oh no, okay. No.
Whatsoever.
No. You got a full blown like replace the part on that car.
Yeah,
there's no removing that.
He was like, he was going to run this car into the ground. So I guess he was like, well, might as well decorate.
Ew, no, I strongly dislike bumper stickers. Like to the point where if you have a bumper sticker on, I'm not talking window decals because I think some window decals are okay.
Uh-huh.
Some.
Like what's acceptable?
It really would just depend. It has to be.
Like if it was like a little flower.
Like, yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
That's my dad.
I've seen that. Some yeah. people decorate their windows.
My dad always had window decals. I don't really care. Window decals are fine. But the sticker, the adhesive that you put on the back of your car or the side of your car or your gas door thing.
Yeah, yeah.
No. I don't like them. If you have one and you try to date me, we're going to have a conversation about it being removed because they're tacky. They're ugly. I can't stand it. I don't care who you voted for in 2020. I don't care. Okay? I don't care what your political party is. I don't care what car brand you're peeing on. No. Yeah. Stop putting stickers on your car.
I've never done a bumper sticker on any car I've ever owned.
Neither have I. I had one window decal.
I have a bumper sticker on my car.
Yours is a station bumper sticker.
Yeah, it's for the radio
station. It's not
station.
Even a bumper sticker. You just flat out put a sticker on your car.
I did. I have a lot of pride for my work, so. Unlike you guys that hate it here. I love it. As the famous saying goes, straight from the mouth of Kim Kardashian, she was asked why she doesn't have any tattoos on her body.
Okay.
And her response was, would you put bumper stickers on a Bentley? Boo.
That's valid.
I never thought anything that girl would ever say would resonate with me, but I kind of feel like, you know what?
I think she might have stole that, though.
She probably did. Ray J was probably whispering it to her.
I know of at least one comedian who said something very similar.
Oh, okay.
But let's be honest also. It's not like she's an original Bentley. She's so customized that you don't even know she's
true,
a Bentley anymore.
True, 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 true.
You're like, squint your eyes. Is that a Bentley?
Yeah, she's a Bentley with Toyota parts.
She's a Bentley. Alexis, it's a surprise. How do you feel about bumper stickers being on the back of your car?
Hate them.
Tell us
ridiculous.
More.
I feel like a hate is a strong word for a sticker.
They're just always so silly, and they're always very, like, dated. Like, for example, if you put a political sticker, like, whoever you're voting for, and then they lose, now? You look like an idiot.
You're forever broadcasting that you voted for a losing team.
If you got Ross Perot 86 on the back of your car.
Hello. I'm like, there are three things that are forever. You know what I mean? The internet, tattoos, and a bumper sticker. You know, add that
That's
to the list.
That's the most accurate statement of the morning.
They never come off.
They never come off. Yeah. And if they do, your car looks like garbage.
Yeah.
Exactly. Oh, my gosh. So silly.
Oh, that's so funny.
A lot of people take pride in some of the weirdest things, though. Like, obviously, your car is an extension of you, your personality. So you see, like, the Star Wars ones all the time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or, like, Transformers. Like, cars, guys will make their cars look like it's a Transformer. It's not really a Transformer, guys. But it's the one where your car brand is peeing on, like, another car brand.
Yes.
It's like, if you drive a Chevy, it's like, I pee on Fords.
You just described 90% of the men's windows in my hometown.
There you go.
They all have it. All
there you
of
go.
Them. Yes.
Well, I get it. Yes. That is dumb. To me, that is dumb.
Yeah.
That is dumb.
What one bumper sticker would you be okay with putting on your car if you had to put one there?
This is not a bumper sticker.
If I had to?
Nico and Cheyenne Forever bumper sticker is completely acceptable.
Right. You know, that I'll never change my mind on. You know what I mean? That makes sense. I'm fine with that.
We need bumper stickers.
Yeah, we do.
There you go.
This is Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.